This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good afternoon, Joyce. Good afternoon, Timothy.
Oh, good afternoon, Miss Anna Murphy.
Oh, do we think that we're missing something?
It does feel like we've left something behind.
Feels like we're a man down.
Man down.
That's what's happened. Dollface Dean Murphy is not well today, Joyce. So it's just me and Tim driving this crazy bus.
And he has had his flu shot.
He had his flu shot, yeah, of course, because as David said, he's the hypochondriac in the family. Big kiss to you, Dollface, if you're listening at home, and I know he is. Just wondering about those wonderful Joy winners, what they'd be doing on the weekend.
Yeah, like just celebrating their new cruise.
I'm just gloating about the fact I've got a trip for two to LA.
Amazing.
Or I'm just going to go and get my $10,000 worth of teeth fixed. Whoever won that, if you can't use it all, feel free to share the love. I'd love to go and get my teeth fixed.
And I think that'd be a mighty
just like Sonia Kruger's.
Oh, you are you really like her?
Yeah, I just love that.
I just hope they do a mighty good before and after. That would be really
same.
Cool.
Oh, amazing! Yeah, make sure you put that on Joy's website for sure. We need to see that. Apparently, Timbo.
Yes, Dale.
Apparently, if you like Game of Thrones, apparently though, then you should consider yourself an introvert.
Oh.
If you enjoy travelling, you're probably more into red wine.
That's correct.
So, tick for that one. Okay, so this is another research article.
Oh, gosh.
I want to get me a job.
But are they in the one article?
Yeah, okay. So a survey,
it's
still dumb. Someone's getting paid to do this survey, right? A survey of 2,000 Americans looked at the differences in personality traits between those who drink red wine to those who prefer white wine. Mm-hmm. So it's saying if you like that the findings revealed white wine drinkers are more likely to be night owls and extroverts. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. But more likely to like punk music.
Oh, are you a white wine?
Have you seen me? Do you know me? Well, has anyone heard me lately? Do I sound like your average punk rock listener? I don't think so.
No, I mean, you've certainly got a whole lot of bogan in you, but...
Thank you very much. I resemble that. But that's not punk.
No.
It's bogan, mate.
And I'm a big red wine drinker. What does it
say
about me?
Red wine drinkers were more likely to identify as adventurous, humble...
Oh, well.
And organised.
Oh, that is well out. That is not me at all.
I have seen you in action and I know this.
That's
not
lies.
At all. Like, Timothy, did you realise there was an election last week?
I'm so up to speed with politics, as demonstrated last week.
Because you do love to be in your little bubble. I just wonder whether you knew that it happened. Did you participate?
I did, but I did it a couple of weeks early. I did the early vote.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to get caught up in the hubbub of the whole thing.
Do you know that hubbub is not something I'm interested in anymore either?
No.
I got myself an early vote too.
And I'm happy to sacrifice the political sausage, is that what it's called?
Democracy sausage, I think that we call it.
Right.
Political sausage.
Political sausage.
You can have your political sausage. I actually walked down and bought a democracy sausage.
Oh, did you?
On the day.
Right.
Just with my dog.
Right.
Bought the sausage and went. Got a straight.
Didn't vote.
No, because I voted already. This is when you can't have a sausage. It was either that or drive to Bunnings and get the democracy sausage.
Right.
I don't know why.
I
should just get a barbecue, really. But it's an outing for a single lady who's only got four-legged friends to talk to. Now, listen, after that.
Clearly fancies a sausage.
Oh, I love a sausage in bread. A little sausage. When you have them, do you have mustard?
Not on a sausage, but if I'm having a hot dog specifically, I do.
Oh, okay. That's different, is it?
It is.
Oh, it's a little bit different, I suppose. Oh, you have to have mustard.
Yes.
But I have it all on the... I'm just greedy. I have it all on the... Yep. And onion.
Oh, yes.
Go for gold.
Yes.
Now, listen, the reason why I'm talking about that, not just to talk about the deliciousness that is a democracy snack.
Political sausage.
I love it. In fact, I was tempted to get two and then I thought, you're just being a pig. The result was controversial.
Oh, yes.
To a lot of people.
ScoMo fella.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, correct. So it was controversial to a lot of people. I think a lot of people in Victoria were caught unawares. Not my mother, but lots of people.
Was he not supposed to win?
Well, there was a big thinking. There was a lot. There was a big thinking. That's terrific English.
Well done.
Quite a lot of thought that Labor would take it out.
And he's not Labor.
No.
Right.
Oh, really? We've got to start it there. Okay, so there's
it's baby steps
there's
for
this,
me.
There's this thing called the Liberal Party and another one called the Labor Party. Yep. I'm just keeping it simple.
Yeah, I've got those two.
Right, so Scott Morrison, Liberal.
Liberal.
Bill Shorten was the Labor leader.
And not anymore.
No.
It's someone Albanese.
Yes, as of today. Look at you go. You do know. Anyway, so sorry, people at home. I had to do that because you didn't know what almost didn't understand what election meant. Anyway, controversy ensued when the Liberal Party got through, right? Lots of people were upset. So much so that Australians have flooded the New Zealand immigration website because they want to check out whether they can move across there. Because they are actually just wanting to be governed by that wonderful Jacinda Ardern.
Well,
I'm thinking about it. If I could get work and a place to live and take my dog and stuff, I'd go and live over there too.
It's a
beautiful place.
Darn good idea.
Why wouldn't we?
She's brilliant, isn't she?
Isn't she gorgeous?
She's not.
How do we get us one of them?
Yes. How do we get one of them?
How do we get one of them? Like a good old progressive kind of,
young.
Thinking of moving to New Zealand. Or Canada, because Justin Trudeau's hot.
I don't. Anyway.
Traffic for Melbourne. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time to head out to the roads this afternoon. Flying blind, can't hear the sound effects. The eastern outbound is manned down and is struggling at 14 minutes. The Monash outbound just lost their producer due to work commitments, so we're now really up Beep Creek without a paddle at 58 minutes. And the Princes Freeway outbound is digging deep into their memory banks to work out how to back and out songs and do the time at 15 minutes. And that is your very dysfunctional Murphy's Law version of the traffic this afternoon.
Well done.
We have had, for the last 8 months, we've been blessed to have the beautiful volunteer from Joy, Damien, has been our producer. He's been responsible for getting fantastic interviews, etc. We haven't had as many interviews ever,
He's done a bang-up job. Oh, well done.
Well done to Damo, who's done a bang-up job, but he's, due to work commitments, this is a tough gig working with us anyway, and he's a volunteer, and trying to fit it in around work commitments, very difficult. So we thank him and we wish him well. Okay. Thing that you, interesting fact you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, about Tim, if you haven't been paying attention, he comes out with interesting noises at weird times.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I really
do. So his boyfriend was, boyfriend, this is a weird term, his partner was driving the car and nearly had an accident, and Tim just came out with bang.
He wasn't looking where he was going. He was turning the corner to the left. He was looking to the right. I don't know why you would be doing that anyway, but I could see the oncoming car coming. And in my panic and haste to say stop, there's another car coming. The only one word that came out, bang.
Bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
Worked.
Fabulous. Well, as we're talking about brain farts, I found this fabulous article the other day. I could not stop laughing. And it was actually, it's all about brain farts. It's when, you've been trying to think of things and you just can't find the word. It's been happening to me quite a lot lately. And I'm not going to lie, I've been a little bit concerned about my brain, what is going on, mid-40s. But it's really pleasing to me that I am not alone. This is a thing. This is just what happens.
Thank goodness.
So these are all Twitter people sharing when they've had brain farts. And this one is gold. It says, "Hello, my name is Paul. I have a PhD in physics. And thanks to random brain freeze, I forgot the word for photon. So I had to call it a shiny crumb in front of my colleagues." Right? And so this has started a bit of a collective of people sharing stories. So this one's gone, "One of my cleverest and most fabulous friends at university, now PhD in neuroscience, once forgot the word for what she wanted in a restaurant and tried to explain with like a really, really wet salad soup. She wanted soup." Really wet salad. "One of the guys I used to work with forgot the name for a tape measure. Called it a how far machine. It's now passed into everyday vocabulary. And this one, my brother-in-law said couldn't remember the word friends, so called them the people you don't hate." I just love these. They're beautiful.
What a great article.
Last one says, and it's from a writer from Sex and the City, said, "Not in the same delightful league, but in the final throes of writing Sex and the City, I forgot the word fork while sitting in a restaurant. So I asked the waiter for one of the metal things with four stabby fingers." Yeah. I love that.
Oh,
you're like,
so good.
So This one says, when I was pregnant with my first, I cried one day because I forgot the word banana. I described it to my then husband. It comes in its own case. It's yellow.
I'd like to talk about a squirrel.
Ooh.
A squirrel in Seattle.
Could you please? I love it. Your face is glowing with excitement.
She is a well-known squirrel in the area. There are supposedly Facebook groups that discuss her.
Oh,
wow.
Because she's well-known. She's famous for her behaviour.
Oh, I just love this story.
She is addicted. She is addicted to goldfish crackers and cheese crackers.
I don't blame her. I love cheese crackers.
Do you climb up women's legs to get them?
I haven't as yet.
Do you?
It's not out of the question.
It's not out of the question.
Do you climb into picnic baskets and start opening other people's containers to get at them?
I haven't yet. No.
No. Kevin, and that is her name.
Kevin's her name.
Kevin is her name. She is a very determined little squirrel, and she has literally climbed up legs to get popcorn. She opens containers to get the snacks she wants. And when someone tried to feed her some healthy fruit and vegetable type snacks, she threw it back. She threw back an apple slice.
That's me. How dare you? How dare you on me? I don't want this. What do I look like?
And waited for her crackers.
And it's just bitter with that wind today and the rain. Like you are. You bitter, doll?
Yes. When the weather turns like this, I turn a bit bitter too.
Oh, yeah. You're a sun boy.
I'm a sun baby.
You're a sun baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Got 4 months of this to go. Wow. You're going to be fun to be around, aren't you? Yay. Let's all hang out with Tim and Dean because they love the winter. We are playing What Kind of Brain Freeze Have You Had? Because obviously there was that article. There was that fabulous, you know, one about the she was trying to order soup and lost the word for soup, so she said really wet salad, which
so
is my favourite of
That's
all time.
So good.
And I will find some more of those. But this one has come in from Angela, who said, "Pasta stop, water go," for colander. could you please pass me the pasta stop, water go. That's amazing. This one from Jason said, I had friends visiting from Germany and we drove past a cemetery and they wanted to know what it was. Total brain fart and said it was the place you go to die and rot.
Wow.
Okay, that's happy.
Ooh.
This one, hard to explain. A friend was tight with money. Said a Jiminy Cricket meant scrounge, like Scrounge McDuck, both Disney characters. Very cute. And this one comes through from Pete. Good evening. His brain freeze moment was when he couldn't remember the word recycle when referring to the bins. At the time he said, it's not the green one, it's the one you reuse. You know, the reuse one. Yeah. That one. Yeah. I need to discuss something.
Oh, yes.
Safety words. Safe word.
Uh-oh.
I need one for my mum. There's this article basically that we stumbled across the other day, and it said girls with nagging mums are more likely to become successful.
Well,
straight away I've got to call BS on that one because, like, I had a really nagging mum. Hi, mum, if you're listening.
Success.
Well, what am I successful at? My jeans are looser after 2 weeks of not drinking alcohol.
Well done.
Well done. Give me the clap, thanks. Oh. I'd like the clap for that. At least I can hear it. Now, apparently we're more likely to earn higher incomes, more likely to go to university and do that, and less likely to fall pregnant in their teen years. Correct. Did not have that happen. No? And I think we're out of the woods the other end now. Just saying. Anyway, but what I would like to talk about is, I know, you know, when people need safe words.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, when they're in the throes of whatever. I would like one now for a different reason.
Right.
Get your minds out of the gutter. Ooh. Anyway, but I need a safe word to engage in conversation with my mother.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, it doesn't seem to matter to my mum how many times I say point blank to her face, please don't talk about religion, please don't talk about politics. I do not want to talk about these two subjects with you. It is not going to go well.
Right.
Okay? Because we sit at very different ends of the spectrum with these things, and mum's very passionate in one direction and I pretty much don't care about a couple of, you know, one of them. I'm like, knock yourself out, but I just don't want to talk about it. Feel like they're two subjects that you shouldn't talk about anyway. And as we're on opposing ends, Why would you?
Exactly.
It's just going to end up in an argument. But it doesn't matter. She can't help herself. So I said to her the other day, just remove it from your brain. Remove it from your brain. She can't help it. She goes, oh, I won't ever talk about it again. I said, well, we've had this conversation more than once too.
Does she not remember that she's had that conversation?
I have no idea. It's starting to become either she's got nothing else to talk about except those two subjects.
Well, now she is a church-going best friend of God, right?
Yeah, absolutely right-hand woman of God.
And so that's...
And now Scott Morrison's biggest fan.
Oh.
So, you know, because it's really great that we've got a Christian leader.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, apparently so. Whatever. Who cares? I don't care. No. I don't care that she thinks that. I don't want to discuss it. So I'm thinking if I had a special word that could just stop her mid-sentence. You know when someone's going on a rant and then that you can't get in there and then you go, can you smell popcorn? And it throws them off that thing.
Oh.
Somebody's done it to me before. It's very effective. So maybe do I do that? Maybe I throw it out to the Joyces. Joyces, what can I use to stop my mum talking about these two subjects with me? That I don't care if she talks to other people about it. That's fine. Knock yourself out. Have your opinions.
Just
don't
not
talk
to
me about it. Please let me know what sort of word can stop her in her tracks. I don't want to go, stop, like with my hand in her face. She's 75 now. Happy birthday, mum, for the weekend. But nothing seems to work. Maybe her listening to this show, maybe I'll force her to listen to the podcast and she can go, oh, you're really serious about that. And I'll go, yeah, because the 35,000 other times I've mentioned it to you, I was serious too.
I think a firm stop and
with the
hand up. It's a pretty clear picture.
It's really clear, isn't it? It's borderline aggressive.
It is,
isn't
and you
it?
Don't want to be too close.
Imagine if I'm too close and actually punch her in the nose. Stop right there. I'm just going like, I'm doing Spice Girls. It's a Spice Girl reunion.
Stop.
Yeah, stop.
I'm taken over by the music.
Anyway, does anyone else have this issue with their parents? Is it just mine? It does not seem to matter. And it's almost like she gleefully goes there too. I'm like, stop. What are you doing?
Back it up.
Don't. We are not. We're even in Japan together. I'm sitting there going, we are not going to talk about this.
Hobby.
She needs another hobby.
Yeah.
What hobby can we give her? I'd like any tips on how to manage my mother.
don't you know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. It's the second time we head out to the freeways, the roads to check the traffic tonight. The eastern outbound is ploughing ahead with the religious chat despite the consistent begging to stop at 13 minutes. Monash Freeway outbound has just added in gloating about the recent election win and now the listener of this is pulling their hair out at 50 minutes. And the Princess outbound has just asked if their daughter will help hand out Liberal How to Vote cards at 15 minutes. And that's, I need a safety word for my mother's conversation version of the traffic. What kind of brain fart have you had? Such as this person said, I forgot the word articulate in an interview for a voluntary post and instead said, I'm good at saying things. I am a criminal barrister. nice work.
Are you really?
Are you really? This one said, ha ha, my sympathies, shiny crumb. Oh, talking about the proton, was it? Something.
Yes, photon.
Photon, yes. My 17-year-old forgot the word for foal in the summer and called it a horse puppy instead. I don't think any one of us will ever use the word foal again.
The horse puppy.
And this one, my people, I once forgot the word table and called it flat surface with legs. The person I was talking with knew what I meant. She is one of my people too.
And
my favourite of all is a friend in uni tried to explain he was looking for an out pouch to hold fluid at a party, a cup. He wanted a cup. Just quickly before we go to the next song, I just need to talk about how cute my pets are just very quickly.
Oh, yes.
So you all know
you adorable.
Follow this show and I've got gorgeous Willow, 7-year-old British short hair cat, and my 18-month-old poodle puppy. They're about the same size.
That is true.
Not in weight. The cat weighs about 11 kilos, I think. Oh, she's a chunky girl.
Isn't she?
Oh, she's heavy. You've got a brace. It's good that I've been at the gym for so long to pick her up. She's ridiculous. And she's really bottom heavy too. So if you don't pick her up right, it's not good. The puppy, on the other hand, light as a feather.
Yeah.
It doesn't care, right? So these two I leave alone to go to work and stuff if I have to go out at night. They're fine. As long as they're together, my dog doesn't crack a fuss at all. And generally I see Pepper really loving to crash tackle the cat like she thinks she's a dog. So yeah. She just like she'll pounce from the others. You just hear this hysteria like she just runs through the house and you're like, oh, poor Willow, she's getting collected. And you just hear Willow like, well. But she quite likes it at the same time.
Like, it's a game.
It's a game to an extent. And then I have to call, you know, Pepper off. I'm like, no play, that's it, no. Anyway, they've got so close. And I know sometimes when I come home I can tell that they've both been sleeping out in the kennel together.
Oh, that's cute.
You can't smell it on the cat because cats are so clean, but on the dog you can smell it like they've just been nuzzled up in the blankets out there and the thing. I didn't realise how close they'd got until the other night. I get home from a gig I did on the weekend. It was about 12:30, but I can never go – no, it was about 1:30 when I got home. I can never go straight into bed. So I turned on the telly just for half an hour just to unwind. I'm sitting there because it's a bit cold, sitting there with the dog on my lap. So she's on my knees.
Yeah.
And Willow's at the other end of the couch. She sits with her back to us, you know, on the top of the couch and just sits there. All of a sudden, she will towards the end of the night, she always wants to cuddle with me and she has to get prime position up, you know. Usually she goes around the floor to jump up or she'll go along the top of the couch, whatever. No, not so on Saturday night. So Pepper's on my legs and Willow literally just all 11 kilos of her just walked straight across Pepper. Across her, so she got up onto my chest. She sat on Pepper, and Pepper just like looked her head around, and then put the head back down and went to sleep. And I'm thinking, you two have got really close,
really like, close,
so comfortable. There was no hysteria, no fighting, anything. They were just like, it was ridiculous. And I wake up yesterday morning, Willow's nuzzling Pepper with her head, like you know, give us a cuddle, and they're like grooming each other and having it. They're my best mates.
That is outrageous.
It's the cutest thing ever.
I'm so jealous because my cats are like magnets. They just never meet. Like they are. Yeah, anti-friends.
Just got this last one through which says, hi, Murphys. I always seem to mind blank on spoons. Can you get me a diggy thing, you know, food shovel whilst making spoony action? Thanks, Will.
Food shovels.
Well, unfortunately that came in after I closed but I'm so happy with that. Diggy thing, food shovel. I love it. Make a spoony action. I love that. So the winner of the double pass goes to Jason. Had friends visiting from Germany and we drove past the cemetery and they wanted to know what it was. Total brain fart and said it was the place you go to die and rot. Now, listen.
What have you got?
Study here. A couple of them actually. Oh. And you know how much I love studies, but these ones I actually like. Oh. These ones I actually like. The first one says lesbians are the happiest as they are well paid and more likely to get a promotion, while bisexuals are only as cheerful as the unemployed or long-term sick. I like that bit. Oh. It says lesbians are cheerier than people of other sexual orientation because they are more likely to be promoted to better paid jobs.
Oh.
Homosexual women narrowly edge out straight men to take the top spot in happiness ranking. This was from Swansea University. Now, the only reason I say that is like this I read and went, okay, good, homosexual women, right, narrowly edge, I'm just behind the lesbians there. That's okay, cool. I'm not quite ready to jump ship away from, you know, into the lesbian camp, and I'm thinking about it because I did declare on the weekend that that's it, I am temporarily closed up. There is no interest in anyone of the opposite sex at all. I am closed till further notice.
Wow.
I am not interested.
She's shut shop.
I have totally shut shop. I'm not interested. It's for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
And then I read this. It said women live longer without marriage, kids and the rest of it. Marriage, kids and, yeah.
So you've
I said that really badly. But apparently being the single lady make me happy. And I can tell you that from experience because I'm a happy camper now. I really am. There's elements to that whole thing I miss, but I'm telling you right now, happier now. Anyway, that whole break was just designed for me to just yell how happy I am. And I'm never going to look for another partner in my life.
You're going to fall in love
this weekend. Doesn't sound like I'm happy, does it?
It doesn't at all.
Well, I'm either going to fall in love this weekend or I'm becoming a lesbian. Yeah. It's one of the two.
Onwards and upwards.
Ladies. Tell you what, it's not being ruled out at this stage. Anyway, poor you. You're a gay man in a long-term relationship. You must be bloody miserable.
Amen.
Thank you, Timothy, for being the glue that just kept this together. Thank you, Simon James.
Yes, great job on the news, Simon.
Excellent. And we really hope Dollface Murphy gets better.
Yes.
Dean Murphy, if you're out there listening, I would like you all to stay safe, be happy, have fun, and we will see you next week. Ciao.
Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.